A classified mission was set in motion, a high-security transfer of dangerous fugitives from the Philippines to Korea. These criminals, infamous for escaping justice, were now being transported under the watchful eyes of 20 heavily armed detectives aboard a fortified cargo ship. Among them was Jong-do, a vicious killer with 13 murders and multiple assaults under his belt. His crude remarks had already earned him a beating, yet his defiance persisted. Then there was Myung-ju, convicted of the gruesome murder of her own family, and Lee Doo-il, a quiet, enigmatic young man. Despite the chaos among the criminals, the officers were prepared for every contingency, or so they thought. Unknown to them, at the Busan Port Control Room, a sinister group had taken over. Their objective wasn't just to free the criminals, it was tied to a mysterious operation called Project Wolf Hunting. The ship set sail with strict security measures in place. No utensils, no hard objects, nothing that could serve as tools for escape. Yet, among the crew were hidden moles, allies of Jong-do, waiting for their chance to strike. Below deck, the onboard doctor secretly administered a peculiar injection to a body housed in the engine room. The body, covered in insects, appeared long dead. The doctor's protests were met with cold indifference. "Just your job," the project supervisor Kyung Ho commanded. Night fell, and the ship's eerie calm was shattered. Jong-do, ever resourceful, extracted a pin hidden in his body, freeing himself. He passed the pin to another prisoner, waiting for the right moment to act. Meanwhile, the traitorous crew gathered weapons, ready to eliminate the ship's officers. A clash erupted in the kitchen when the mutineers were discovered. What began as a covert operation quickly turned into a massacre. Detectives were slaughtered with ruthless efficiency, and the ship's communications were severed. In the chaos, Jong-do and his gang took control, freeing fellow criminals. The leader of the operation, Kyung Ho, sensed something was wrong. Satellite images confirmed the ship had gone dark. On board, the detectives fought valiantly, managing to subdue some attackers, but their efforts were in vain. Among the freed prisoners, Lee Doo-il stood apart. Quiet and calculating, he seemed to tolerate Jong-do's antics, but was clearly biding his time. When Jong-do's arrogance escalated, Lee issued a cold warning. Unbeknownst to the criminals, the bloodshed had a chilling consequence. Blood seeped through the ship, trickling into the engine room and reaching the lifeless body. A dormant beast stirred. Moments later, as a criminal attempted to escape, a monstrous figure emerged from the shadows. With inhuman strength, it kicked the man aside like a rag doll. The true predator had arrived. The figure moved with terrifying precision, tearing through the criminals and officers alike. It ripped hearts and throats with bare hands, unstoppable and merciless. Panic spread as the realization dawned. Lee Doo-il watched the carnage unfold, his expression unreadable. As the monstrous figure advanced, Jong-do's bravado crumbled. "Who are you?" he demanded. The creature's hollow gaze bore into him before delivering a fatal blow. In the end, only a handful of survivors remained. Lee Doo-il, unharmed, stepped forward. "It's time to end this," he said calmly, his words carrying an authority that silenced even the beast.